You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, with the war that's going on in Israel between Israel and Hamas, we're taking a break with the current series that we were running. And I'm going to start a new series today. And I'm going to call this the Five Flaws of Islam. There are things happening right now today in the Middle East. Should we even care? That's a question that a lot of Christians ask themselves. Who cares? They think that it doesn't matter. Before October 7th, if you would have asked most Christians, does it really matter what the Palestinians and the Muslims with their terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, and all the other crazy wacko groups that are over there really think or really do? Does it matter that they want to kill Israel off? You know, most people say Israel and they think that it means Judah, that it's interchangeable. Right now, Judah is in control of the land of Israel, but the Jews are not the complete house or the whole house of Israel that it's talking about in the Bible. But I don't want to get off into that today. I want to talk about what's going on between the nation of Israel and the Muslims. And in order to understand that, we really have to know that there are five flaws, five lies that are perpetuously told to people about Islam. First of all, in the Bible, 5/6 of the Bible is about Israel. And God has made irrevocable promises to Israel, which are not fulfilled yet, which means they are future. They are prophecy. They are something that's going to happen in the future. Something that I believe we're going to see in our lifetimes. But what are these five Islamic lies that the media has helped the Muslims deceive the masses with? I'm going to give them to you real quick, and we're going to talk about all five. Number one, Islam is a religion of love. That's a lie. It's not true. Number two, Islam is a religion of peace. That's a lie. It's not true. It's a religion of war. Number three, Allah is just another name for God. That's another lie. Number four, that Jesus Christ of the Muslims is the same as the Jesus Christ of the Christians. That's another lie that most Christians do not know or understand. And number five, that the Quran is a holy book. That's five for five. Five major, big, huge lies that are simply not true. I don't know how many people understand it. Over and over, turn on the news today, and they're going to be telling you that these guys over in Israel and over in the Middle East that are trying to destroy Judah and wipe them off the face of the earth, that they're radical extremists. No, these are true Muslims. We're going to come back, and we're going to study this some more. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.